sewer, utilities, created a couple of retention ponds on the north side of the campus, as well as some bioswales on Belvo. So our new plan, as Jonathan said, consists of a classroom building and an admin building with a multipurpose space, which will be part of phase two. But we're trying to create a quad, a kind of a learning feel for, so we've wrapped the buildings around the street so that it can be internal facing. So there's just a couple of other, just some typical views. So the building on the north side is the original building, and so we're trying to match the other buildings to the original building. So it is a gable roof structure. They're 22 feet high for the classroom building and 25 for the administration building. So they fall well within the height restriction of Kirkwood zoning. So this is just another view, looking at the new building, and the new drive-through. So I'm just going to have, is Dave Weldon on? Can he speak? I guess we're open for questions. I think it's a pretty, we're meeting all the zoning requirements. We have parking for, based on our maximum student population of 180 students and six classrooms, by code, we're required to have 26 parking space, and we have at this point 43 parking space provided. So there's additional parking space for parents, visitors to the site.
Helen, I think Dave should be available now if you wanted him to.
Yeah, this is Dave Welton. I'm the civil engineer for the project with Frontenac Engineering. There was a question earlier about stormwater, and we are unaware of any existing stormwater issues on the site. We did provide oversized bioretention facilities with the first phase in 2017, and those were designed to work with the future phase that we're proposing now. Of course, the new plan that we have, we're going to perform all the stormwater calculations for the city of Kirkwood and MSD and get their full approval on that. And we've included a new bioswale along Belva on the south side of the project to deal with the new parking lot runoff that we'll have.
I just wanted to point out that what we're looking at here is our revised plans. We have addressed the comments that Jonathan brought to us, and we are addressing those comments within this set of plans, and we'll submit those at a later date.
All right, very good. Have you concluded your presentation?
Yes.
All right, fine. Commissioners, are there questions that you'd like to ask of the petitioner? Any questions?
I've got one.
Go ahead, David.
What's the age range of the children that attend school? You've got 180 students, you said?
Yes. So they're breaking it up into three age groups. There's the 2.5-year-olds to 5-year-olds, the sort of the pre-K, K. And then it goes from first grade to fourth grade, and then fourth to sixth grade. Okay. So it's about a third.
Do you know what your population of Kirkwood students is?
I do not. Laura Cerruti Michaelman, the head of school, she's stuck in the airport right now, so she couldn't make this meeting. But we will pose that question to you, to her.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much for your presentation. We do have an opportunity for public comment. Amy, do we have comments?
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. No, I don't. We don't have any comments.
All right. Then at this point, we will appoint a subcommittee for this petition. That subcommittee will be comprised of Commissioners Finer and Klippel, that being me. And we need to set a time for a subcommittee meeting via Zoom the week of the 27th. And I'm pretty much wide open at, say, 8:30 any morning other than Monday. Oh, Tom, you need to unmute.
Anytime Tuesday. I couldn't do Wednesday. Would you like to do Tuesday morning?
Yeah, let's do Tuesday morning at 8:30.
Okay.
Does that work for the petitioner?
We'll make it work.
All right. Then we will schedule the subcommittee meeting for Tuesday, July 28th at 8:30. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving along, Commission staff internal items. We have the development project update. Getting pretty late. Jonathan, you want to do those, or do you want to have a subsequent meeting?
I would like to touch on the second item, the comp plan update. It's been I won't take too long on it, but it's been quite a while since we've been able to provide a quarterly update. So on the development project update, if everyone can still stick with me for a little bit. If there's anyone that has questions, there are quite a handful of projects out there that are making good progress. Is there anyone that has questions about projects that are under construction or recently approved? Okay, then I will move on. To the comp plan updates. As most of you are aware, and I provided this earlier to you today, a copy of it, but we are charged with providing a quarterly update to the commission of the comp plan. And it has been a little while since we met, so we're a little behind on this, and I apologize for that. We had the zoning code comprehensive update project going on, and a lot of that was actually focusing on enacting some of the goals of the comprehensive plan, but I'm treating this. I provided the memo that we did last year as our annual update. So we do quarterly updates, and then once a year provide a little more further in-depth analysis of the comprehensive plan as laid out in the monitoring section of that. So in the memo that I provided here earlier today, just as an overview, there are 52 objectives total. And 18 goals with a total of 52 objectives in our comprehensive plan from four different areas. And I provided the chart there that shows we're making very good progress. We're making progress in all 18 goals and 37 of the 52 objectives. Not to say we fully achieved all of those, but hopefully you all know that we're working hard along with you guys to enact a lot of those, and a lot of that have been through subcommittee work and various code amendments and plan projects. As I mentioned, we did the comprehensive review of the city's zoning and subdivision code. It's a large project, and it's sitting with the city council. The public hearing was held for that, and it was delayed due to COVID-19. However, that that will make a lot of progress for us in achieving many of the goals of the comp plan. We did complete this past year the downtown commercial market analysis, the PGAV, and that was a goal, helped to achieve some goals of the comprehensive plan. We also included or continue to implement various recommendations from the downtown master plan, which help encourage higher density residential and mixed use, and some of the code amendments that we have already adopted and others that are incorporated into the larger project that's set before the city council now for consideration. Some other things with pedestrian enhancements, the staff has been working with the city council, the Vision Zero subcommittee to get to a Vision Zero action plan, which will help achieve a lot of the pedestrian focused goals in that, as well as completing with the consultant all the planning and a traffic calming guidance document, which was recently presented to the city council. With the annual update, we also look at evaluating land use and zoning. This past year, there were three different rezoning cases. I kind of lumped some of the city owns downtown property together. You see them there in the memo provided. Properties on Big Bend from R3 to R5, that's the power, town owns the Geyer Grove. Downtown property, that's city owned property, we rezoned. Related to the Performing Arts Center, we rezoned a lot of that from light industrial to B2, our downtown use, and then a small B2 to B4 with the Adams Place parking lot.
Hey, maybe so everybody could mute, because as some, we keep getting a ton of feedback here. I don't know if everybody's hearing that, but can everybody that's not muted mute, except for Jonathan?
Sorry about that. Is that any better?
Jim, I don't know if you guys are muted or not, but. Jim O'Donnell, I see you're muted, Jim.
Okay, I don't know if that's better or not, but I'll keep going. We also made provisions or progress on the sub-area studies that were listed within the plan. I won't go into too much detail. I know we're running very late here, but hopefully you all, I know I didn't provide it very much ahead of time in this meeting, but I, in addition to the memo that outlined a lot of that, I did provide an updated checklist or a quarterly update quick guide that we use from the format from the plan as well. So I just wanted to make sure to get that in. We'll be getting quarterly updates to you. And if you have any questions on any of those, I'd be happy to answer.
Any questions for Jonathan? All right, let's moving right along. Item number three is election of officers. And I would like to nominate Jim Atkins for chairman.
Did you know that was coming, Jim?
I had no idea this was coming.
What do you say, Jim?
I think you have to accept it. Or
I guess I sure. I mean, unless somebody else is really excited to do it.
You're the new chair.
Okay. I'm not sure what this all entails. But other than doing what you're doing right now, kind of behind the scenes, I'm saying.
Well, I'd be happy to spend some time with you and impart what I know.
Okay.
Patty, does that suffice for acclamation? Are there any other nominations?
Alan, you don't want to keep doing it?
I'm in a transition mode.
All right.
So Alan's term does expire next year, and just wanted to make sure. I think that there was a good time for handoff before that.
Yeah, that's the essence of it, Jim.
All
right. I'm sorry. So you have been elected by acclamation. Congratulations.
Okay. Effective immediately.
Yeah, you can adjourn the meeting.
we have to get the other officers first.
Yeah,
you do. Vice chair and secretary.
Well, am I the only person that nominates? No, it can be
anyone. Anybody can nominate.
We're looking for a nomination for vice chair.
Nominate James Deal.
I accept that nomination.
And what is the third?
Secretary Treasurer. Are there any other nominations for
vice chair? Oh, I beg your pardon. Are there any other nominations for vice chair? James, you're it.
Acclamation.
Acclamation point. And then the final is Secretary Treasurer. We have a nomination. I'll nominate David Eagleton.
It seems, to me that, it seems like a lot of duties involved in that, in the Secretary Treasurer.
That's right. You accept.
Yes.
Are there any other nominations for Secretary Treasurer? Then we have a full slate, correct? Yes. All right, very good. Jim, do you want to motion to adjourn?
You have anybody have a motion to adjourn?
I moved.
I'll second it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Everyone, please be safe and healthy.